Hello, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I thought I would share an interesting witnessing opportunity that I had today. It was a real simple one, but it just worked out just so awesome. I don't know. The Father is so good, and if we trust in Him and we're obedient and we're willing workers for Him, He just always lines things up for His will. It's so amazing. What an honor and joy for us sister saints to be able to do the works that the Lord has set before us. And like I've said before, we all have different roles, different callings, different things that the Lord has us do. And if we just do them all joyfully unto Him, yeah, He is glorified, and we share with one another. Everybody's edified and encouraged, and God is just glorified through it all. So anyway, I just thought I would share this with you. I'm sure it'll bring a smile to you. It makes me laugh with joy just thinking about this. So we had to travel to a new town. We're working our way to an event this weekend, Lord willing, if we get the days. We have today, though, so we work today. So anyway, there's a store I like to stop at because they often have incredible deals on produce. And mainly fruit is what I look for because Brother James really likes that. And it's usually so expensive. We're very careful how we spend our money. And so when we come across one of these stores, we really appreciate going there and seeing what they have. And so we pulled in and parked, and I went in and I found some really good deals on produce. So Brother James was really happy about that. While I was in there, I was walking around looking. They had some discounted things and I wasn't really interested in it. And I happened to see this older woman sitting down on a big case of like canned water, like soda or water, only it was like sparkling water. It was a big flat case, so it made a good seat for her to sit down on. And she was just kind of sitting there, and I didn't see anybody right by her. There was an older man that was a little ways away. And so I was kind of lurking around the area and kind of looking at her because she was just, like, sitting there. And I smiled at her, and she did smile. So I thought, okay, she's not, like, dizzy or going to pass out or anything. And I walked over, and I was, like, looking at something next to her, and I leaned over, and I said, "Ma'am, are you okay?" And she said, "Oh, yes, I am. I'm just resting my back." And she said, "But thank you for asking." And I said, "Yeah." And then her husband, it must be her husband, came right between her and I then. I was going to give her a gospel card, and I thought, well, I'm not going to butt in there. And so I was kind of lurking around, and they were very, very slow. And I thought, well, maybe it wasn't to be, because I really wanted to give her a gospel card. And I thought, well, maybe it wasn't to be, because they still had a lot of shopping to do, and it just wasn't working out for me. And I thought, okay, well, maybe not. So I go check out. I go out to the van. And I give Brother James his produce, and he was like, "Oh, wow, that's a really good deal. Did they have any more?" It was on peaches. They were, like, incredibly good quality for a great price. And I said, "Well, I could get another bag. I have enough room in the cooler." He goes, "Oh, that would be great." So I go back in there. I got the bag. Oh, the first time when I went out, I gave a gospel card to the checkout lady. And she seemed pretty nice. I gave her the gospel card, and she was kind of nonchalant about it. But anyway, she was still in there. And so I walk in there, I get my bag of peaches, and I see the older couple were getting ready. They had just checked out, they had just bagged up their groceries, and they were slowly making their way to the door. Well, I was in the checkout line, and I took care of my transaction with the woman, and I said, I just happened to say it, I said, "My husband said these peaches are really good." And I said, "For that price, it's pretty awesome." I said, "Thank you. You guys do a really good job in the store." And this is the one that I had given a gospel card to. And she said, "Really? You know, I just bought some peaches from one of those trucks. And out of a great big case of it, she spent $55 on this big case of peaches." She said, "By the time she was done, they were so bad." She said, "I got a quart and a half bag of anything good that she could use." She was so disappointed. I said, "Well, you might want to go back and get some of these. They're really awesome." She said, "Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that." She seemed a little bit nicer after the gospel card, and she seemed a little bit warmed up on that. Well, what that did is I wasn't planning it this way. It spent enough time with me talking with her where that older couple got right close to the door. So I ended up going out. And I went outside, and I was folding up my receipt and putting the change in the right compartments in my purse. And that was enough time. I was kind of waiting for them to come out. And they get outside, and I kind of walked beside the woman. She was pushing the cart to hold herself up, and the man was right up in the front kind of guiding the cart. And I said, ma'am, I really hope your back feels better. She looked really surprised, and she stopped, and she said, oh, well, thank you. And I said, you know what? I know it's not good news to have a bad back, but I have good news for you. And I gave her a gospel card. I said, my husband and I, we love our neighbor. We go out in the world, and we travel, and we preach the gospel, and we shine the light of Christ, because it's a dark world. I said, we live in that van. My husband's in there. And the husband was like, oh, that's really nice. Thank you so much. And they started walking off. They said, have a good day. And she's holding on to the card while she's trying to hold the cart and push. She could have put it in her purse, but she was holding on to it. I thought that was really awesome. So I get to the van, and I tell Brother James, and as we're leaving, I said, that's the man right there. She was in the truck, and he was loading the truck. So Brother James purposely went down that aisle and slowed way down, and he said, you have a good day. And the man was like, kind of looked at him like, oh, well, thank you so much. And they could read all the signs on the van, and then we took off. And I don't know, I was just marveling, because it was like within me the first time that I really wanted to give her a gospel card, but it just wasn't opening up. But you know what? We just trust in the Lord, and look what happened. God opened the door. So I thought that was pretty awesome. I just wanted to share that with you, sisters. So anyway, praise the Lord. We are just His servants doing our reasonable service, aren't we, sisters? And what a joy it is to do that. So I'm going to let you go now. I just want to read this first, Psalm 29, 1 and 2. I love this. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Yeah, praise God. His word is so awesome, and what an awesome thing to share it amongst one another. All right, sisters, hold fast. Much love to you. May God be praised.